The Central African Republic's trouble could be approaching genocide. And just like the athletes, a ministry is gearing up for the Olympics. Also, National Sanctity of Human Life Day is this Sunday. What's it all about? Well, we'll tell you that and more in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Central African Republic could quickly become another Rwanda, says a senior UN official. Violence between Christian militants and Seleka Muslims has displaced at least 2 million people. The fighting hit Living Water International and Water for Good close to home. Water for Good's Jim Hocking says a friend watched rebels kill four Muslim background believers. Rebels also burnt down the man's home and church.
His main concern was that they burned all of the tracks that he had. And he said, I really need more tracks. There's people that still need Jesus. It's a very sad time for us, but it's a time to rejoice in the fact that this man is still motivated to reach out to people.
This story continues at our website.
Pray for our teams that they will help people realize that there is hope. The hope isn't in the government, but the hope is in Jesus Christ.
Next, the fluid situation in the Central African Republic serves as a reminder that when life gets disrupted, years of work can evaporate along with it. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says they're providing equipment to help Bible translation teams cope because that is likely to increase.
Our vision, along with our partners, to see every language that needs translation started by the year 2025. Well, as we get closer and closer, more and more of these languages are in antagonistic arenas.
Portability of their translation work can mean the difference between life and death. Wycliffe is providing Bible translation acceleration kits, which not only allows the team to keep working in a chaotic situation, but also...
Some of these teams are reporting that the pace of translation has doubled. So instead of taking 15 years to do a translation, these translations may be finished in 7 years. When you look at it in that light, $4,000 is a very inexpensive investment.
If you want to help, we've got the links to the kits and more at our new website. This is Mission Network News. In just 22 days, thousands of people will be gathering in Sochi, Russia for the 2014 Winter Olympics. Mission Network News will be there too, providing coverage of the games, but from a different perspective. Greg Yoder will be traveling with SOAR International Ministries. The ministry's president, Dick Page, is there helping national church leaders get ready.
We're going to have teams here from the United States, and our partners in Russia are going to be working with the local churches here to reach out to the people that are at the Olympics, and especially to the local people with the gospel.
The first item of business, Page says, was to help
build a platform for a large inflatable tent that's going to be used for the fun zone here, which is going to be a hospitality center where we're going to invite folks to come and we're going to be able to share the gospel with them.
SOAR is partnering with Russia Inland Mission for this outreach. Your prayer and financial support are still needed. And this Sunday is National Sanctity of Human Life Day. It's the 41st year of legal abortion in the United States. Bethany Christian Services highlights abortion alternatives and reasons why legal life termination is wrong. President Bill Blackwire.
God has stated from the very beginning that life is in the blood and that life is precious. And even the early laws that talked about if you take a life must be forfeited. So God has always promoted life.
When mothers abort, there's a sense of loss. Blackwire says adoption is the better option.
With terminating it by abortion, you have no opportunity to really get over that loss. But when you see your child develop and have a relationship and can explain to the child that you made this decision out of love, it helps resolve the loss that you feel.
For prayer details and practical ways to get involved this month, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to help you pray for Russia and Eurasia. When you support Russian Ministries' Olympic Bible Outreach, they'll send you the colorful 2014 Eurasia Prayer Guide. $10 provides 20 Gospels of John for those who are searching at the Olympics in Russia. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.